You're listening to a special edition of Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. Today, we're listening back to some of our favorite discussions with some of our youngest listeners. Kids do have a way of making you take a new look at words and phrases you've taken for granted your whole life.
Martha, do you remember that call we had from John, the fifth grader, who was curious about...
Oh my gosh, John. Oh gosh, how could I forget?
Hello, you have a way with words.
Hi, I'm John, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Well, welcome to the show, John.
Hi, John. We're glad to talk with you. What's going on?
Well, first, I'm honored to talk to the Duchess of Dictionaries and the Sultan of Slang.
The what of slang?
The Sultan of Slang and the Duchess of Dictionaries.
Well, I'm happy to talk with the Wizard of Words on the line. What'd you call us for, Wizard?
I was watching TV and, well, they described a character as a loose cannon. I know it has something to do with a real smart trap, i.e. someone who's a little bit of a smart aleck, but that's all I can think of.
Oh, wow. Okay, so somebody was described as a loose cannon. And
yeah, they were a little bit of a hothead, always making sarcastic remarks.
Uh-huh.
So that gave me a clue.
Yeah. What were you watching? What was happening on the show?
Well, an announcer was, like, describing a character, and this wasn't a live-action show. It was, like, an anime, and, well, they were just describing in a classic announcer character, as they call them, was, like, describing being a character as they were stepping onto the stage.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Well, you know, if we tell you a little bit about the history of this expression, it might make more sense to you. Would you like to hear that?
Sure. That would be very handy.
Well, think back to those old wooden ships hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, the ones with the tall sails.
Like, they might need to have cannons in case, like, pirates try to invade their ship. They can knock them out before the pirates get there.
Yes, sir. Some of those ships had cannons on board to fire at other ships or enemies. And in those days, John, the cannons were mounted on wheels so they could be moved back and forth on the deck while you were shooting them and then loading them and shooting them and loading them. And usually those cannons...
So it's like constantly... So those cannons were constantly firing off, and I think that was used as like a metaphor for like a constantly firing off mouth. Because it was, you know, constantly firing everything out. You know,
that's a great guess.
Constantly firing out, like all those cannons on that ship.
Well, you're right that it's a metaphor, but, you know, usually when they weren't using the cannons, those cannons were securely fastened to the ship. But imagine if they came loose, if say, the ship got into a bad storm at sea and, you know, just riding the seas like a roller coaster. You don't want that cannon to become loose, because if it does, you can imagine what would happen, right?
Kaboom, 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 you sunk.
Pretty much, pretty much. Even if the cannons aren't loaded, they could go rolling along and hurt somebody or slam into another part of the ship and damage it. And so you're absolutely right, John. It's a metaphor for somebody who's unpredictable or uncontrollable, just like a cannon rolling around on one of those ships when it's not supposed to.
You never know if it's going to accidentally fire, what it's going to crash into next, and who is going to get bumped into and knocked over.
Bingo.
Who's going to get knocked over. That's right.
Bingo.
So, yeah, don't be a loose cannon if you can help it.
Yeah, try not to.
John, you really do seem to have a way with words.
Absolutely.
I get that a lot. I just have a large vocabulary.
Sounds like it. I kind of always have. Yeah, sounds like it.
sounds like you
definitely are a word wizard. I really appreciate you calling us. And you know what? I invite you to call us again sometime, okay?
Plus, I have stereotypical word nerd glasses.
Oh, those are...
That kind of gives it away.
Yeah, me too.
It kind of gives it away.
Me too. Nerds unite.
So do I.
That's how we hide our secret identities. All right, take care of yourself, John. It was a real delight to talk to you.
See ya.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Phew, Grant, I feel like I just got off a storm-tossed ship myself.
Absolutely. A little bit of a loose cannon there all the way around, I think.
Well, here's something else that'll make you do a double take when it comes to familiar words and phrases. When an adult shares a term that they misunderstood when they were a kid. Tracy Jo Kalla in Madison, Wisconsin, wrote us to say that when her mom was growing up in the 1960s, she always assumed there must be some city called Random, and that Random, wherever it was the home of all sweepstakes and contests. And that's, of course, because announcers were always talking about how the winners were going to be chosen at Random.
Random, Oklahoma, a great, well-known city. Yeah, random's a weird word. Originally in English, it referred to a great speed or force and motion, kind of a headlong rush, probably from an old French word that means to run fast or gallop, like on a horse.
Well, later we'll share more thought-provoking questions from young listeners and more stories from adults about some amusing childhood misunderstandings.
But right now we're asking you to take a moment to pitch in and support radio that gives you fresh perspectives on all kinds of topics.
Pitch in to support your local station and programming that gives you new insights and outlooks. Oh, I like that. Insights and outlooks.
Nice. So call this number,